Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, the music from the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 6, almost 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, to go through the charts originated by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com for the week of January 10th to the 14th, all the top 10 stories, and the people that are on the list as well. Some pretty sobering information this week, and names that kind of sober us up too, Michael, when you go through the list, especially looking at the, well, I don't know, all the things back and forth. We have so many changes every week, and you do such a great job of chronicling what's going on. As you go through the story list and the people list, I'm sure there are things that we will talk about, because there always are, when it comes to this, and the whole world of News Talk Radio. So, welcome in. Shall we start with the lists?
Okay, we are chronic chroniclers, and can you believe we're halfway through January already? It's amazing how the time marches on. At number 10, we have a bunch of celebrity deaths, and that's tied with the National Football League playoff picture. At number 9, we have the sex scandal of Prince Andrew of the UK. Winter weather and climate change are at number 8. Number 7, social media, free speech, and privacy. And number 6, U.S.-China-Russia relations. At number 5, crime and violence and police funding. At number 4, voter legislation and race relations, very tied together. At number 3, the January 6th investigation, tied with the 2022 midterm elections. That's this year. Hard to believe. At number 2, the economy, inflation, supply chain, labor shortage, all that good stuff. And at number 1, COVID-19, the Omicron variant, vaccines, masks, mandates, and school closings, or the fear of school closings. And that's the those are the 10 stories that make up the top stories. The people on our list, at number 10, Bob Saget and Ronnie Spector. At number 9, Prince Andrew and Boris Johnson. At number 8, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Mitch McConnell's at 7. Hillary Clinton is at number 6. Donald Trump is at number 5. Kevin McCarthy at 4. A tie between Rand Paul and Roger Marshall at 3. The subject of their ire is Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's at number 2. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you go. Snapshot of the week's activities, the stories, and the people that are on the tongues of Americans who like to yap.
In the companion piece of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we have the DJV folks talking about the is a companion piece. They're talking about the issues as well. And one of the members of the crew suggested that we have a WWW or whatever, World, what is it? World Wrestling Federation, WWF. We have a match.
WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. The WWF is the World Wildlife Federation, and they took the name back from Vince McMahon, right, and he changed it to WWE.
Thank you for that. I'd forgotten that, actually. Yeah. So the ladies suggested we have a grudge match between Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci, as the two of them were back and forth.
It's silly.
It's become silly. One of the things that affected, I think, you and I and people our age this week was the passing, well, the number of people that have passed. Ronnie Spector really hit me right where it hurts. I always loved the Ronettes. And the story of her and how the wall of sound was created and what she did with it. I've seen her 3 or 4 times in person. And so we all find things that sober us up. And maybe even more so the Bob Saget passing at 65, which sort of caught people off guard. I mean, I suppose anybody, when you, especially at that age when you pass, and everybody's looking at your...
Well, they're not sure what happened. I mean, maybe by now, maybe I've missed it, but as of this moment,
no.
Have they figured out why?
No, not really. They thought it might be a heart attack, but there's no... The wife has asked for an autopsy, I think, or somebody did, and that hasn't become public yet that I've seen. But it just, you know, it's all of this stuff is sobering. And there has been so much of it since the 1st of January. You know, so many people who are of note have passed away. And then, you know, it's beginning
Wayne Hickman. Do you remember him? He
died. Of course. Dobie Gillis. Good Lord.
Dobie Gillis and sports figures at the end of the year, Betty White and John Madden right at the end of the year. And Dan Reeves, a very highly respected retired football coach, he died this year. In the last 2 weeks, you know, there have been a number of celebrity passings. And some people that may not be that famous, but that were also historically and culturally relevant. I mean, there's a whole list. So, I mean, it's part of the passing parade. It's part of life.
It is. Boris Johnson is number 9. Yeah. This guy, I was listening to NPR the other day, and they had him, they had the audio of him basically lying through his teeth about the parties that they were being thrown at 10 Downing Street. And then you listen, it's so entertaining to listen to the Brits do the same thing that we do over here, but it's the accent. You know, and they're going after Boris because of these parties, and he basically lied about them, and so the opposition wants him to resign. And the story led you to believe that he might. And so it there's a certain entertainment value, even if it's bad news. Right? I mean, thinking about
entertainment value, there's a huge entertainment value in following the news. And bad news is perhaps just as engaging, if not more so, as good news. Yeah. You know, what does the word entertainment mean?
That's a great question. And a lot of people think it means laughing. If you're entertained, you're having fun. And it's not. It's capturing your attention. Prince Andrew at number 8, another perfect example of capturing the imagination of people, you know, realizing what a lech this guy has been and how tied up he was with Epstein. And yet he was a royal, but the queen took care of him.
Yeah, she fired him. Yeah. They blew him out. They took away his Royal Highness stature and all of his connections and all that. He was basically fired from his job with the firm, a family business.
So it is a family business. So it's like Blue Bloods, the police. You ever watch that show?
I'm aware of it. I only watched a few minutes of it.
It's a good show.
No, I have not really seen it.
It's a good show. Family business is being a policeman. Number 7, right. Well, there are a lot of people who get into politics of family business. Nancy Pelosi's got all her relatives in California, including the governor, who's her nephew. She's trying to be as influential as she has been. Now, there's an entertainment quotient. The two of them, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, come in at number 8 this week, I think it is, on the list. And what in the world, you know, you look at them and they're yammering back and forth. They say that, you ever notice this? Well, I'm sure you have. They say the same thing all the time. It's the same. You could have a recording of those two or any that are on this list for the last 10 years, and it's pretty much the same year to year, month to month. It's just the same old stuff. And then, you know, people...
Most people do that.
most people say the same thing all the time.
I hope that's not the case with us, Michael.
Oh, no. Please. We're completely fresh and original every minute.
That's it.
No, everybody has their shtick. You know, it's amazing how few talking points it takes to create a repertoire and go through life. Mm-hmm. Some people have made a career out of doing one thing or two things, you know.
Right. Yeah, I suppose that's through Don Rickles. It was the same shtick all the time, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, over and over. And yet people found it amusing. Yeah, that's a great point. Number 6, Mitch McConnell. Apparently there's no love lost at the moment between him and Lindsey Graham. Lindsey says, I'm not supporting you for the speaker or the leader of the Republicans in the Senate if you don't like Trump.
The question is, how will Trump play out over the next 2.5 years?
Prediction from you?
No, I don't have a prediction. I had the question. The question is the statement. The main driving, you know, entertainment, if you will, aspect of political prognostication is what role will Trump play as the months grind on and the years grind on and things change and we get closer to the midterms and then we turn around and get closer to the presidential election of 2024. There's going to be intrigue on both sides.
You want a prediction? I have a prediction.
Give me your prediction.
All right. Hillary Clinton's number 5 or 6. She's on number 6 on the people this week because there are people touting her as the next, the only viable Democrat that can win in 2024. And Joe Manchin is becoming quite a thorn in the side of pretty much everybody, but he's getting everybody's attention. I see Hillary Clinton running with Joe Manchin in 2024. What do you say to that?
I was the first figure in the talk media to bring that up a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I should get an award. Of course, it may not happen. But it's very possible that Hillary Clinton will be back in the game. And, you know, people, oh, no, she's so unpopular. Well, it ain't the first time somebody was unpopular.
You think Trump's that popular? Trump's very unpopular.
Hillary Trump, too. Wouldn't that be funny? Entertaining.
Whether it be, I mean,
somebody described it as a nightmare.
No, but we're back to talking about entertaining and what's entertaining, and that kind of stuff is for many people, whether you're an avid political watcher or not. You know, that sort of stuff on its surfaces, it's just, you know, how do you ignore that sort of thing? I'd like to see Rand Paul run for national office.
Why?
Because I think he's an interesting character, and his points of view, many of it, I guess maybe because I agree with a lot of stuff. And so when you agree with someone, you think, okay, yeah, that guy'd be great. And maybe he wouldn't be because he's too singularly focused. But anyway, it's all speculation, which we have a lot of here in the talk radio room. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 17 after the hour.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together. In defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now. so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's cooking in the world of news talk radio. Some of your favorite hosts profiled here. I was looking, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I was looking at an overview of ratings for various programs around the country and how they're doing and what the criteria is and the confusion that exists, Michael, between people. You and I addressed this. I think we used Howard Stern as an example a few years ago when we were addressing the same sort of thing. What's going on music radio in the morning isn't really music for the most part. It's conversation, and you know, there's usually three or four people on the air. So is that considered, do you think that what goes on those programs is real talk radio? And if it is or if it isn't, how do we, as you, as the editor of Talkers Magazine, how would you define for people what a real talk radio host is?
Well, to me, that's a no-brainer. Of course it's real talk radio. It's all talk radio. Talk radio, I define talk radio as anything where the spoken word element is the major reason people tune in, as opposed to hearing music. And that includes all news, that includes sports, includes public radio, it includes commercial news talk radio, conservative, liberal. And then on FM music stations, if you have what used to be called shock jocks, I call them culture talk show hosts, mm-hmm. pop culture, celebrity gossip. To me, it's all talk radio, and it's all part of what we cover at Talkers. It just happens that one of the most popular genres of talk radio is news talk radio, which is predominantly conservative, not completely, and is predominantly political, but not completely. That's one of the most popular ones. That's the format that we base this survey on. But we don't delude ourselves into thinking that that's the only real talk radio. Now, Howard Stern is very real talk radio, as was Imus, and as are all those sports shows, and all those wonderful chat shows that exist all across the country on music stations, where they do predominantly, in some cases, they don't play any records, and they talk. Well, that's talk.
Yep, and we're talking a lot. Those people are talking about the same thing we are. The problem with nurses, for example, and the burnout as it relates to the number one story this week on the countdown, COVID-19, the variant, and how it is, some people, I was talking to a friend of mine last night who went to Miami with a few of his friends for last weekend, and he had a great time, didn't notice any COVID, but to listen to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with the DJV program, he's up in Orlando, he said things are a nightmare. people are getting Omicron and you know, the way it's affecting the economy there, back and forth, because that's Disneyland. And people still now are thinking, even though people want to get out of the house, they still think twice about going to Disneyland or getting on a cruise or even getting on an airplane. I've been on an airplane every weekend for the last month and a half, and will be again this weekend. I wear a 95 and N95 mask, and I haven't been affected by it, although Kronhaus says he thinks I've had it, and I didn't know I had it, which
possible.
Is fine with me. Yeah.
No, you may have had it, and you don't know you had it, and then you might also not have immunity. I mean, we don't even know whether or not the immunity, you know, there's natural immunity from having had it, or if there is, how long it lasts.
Yeah.
There's
right.
so many unknowns attached to this pandemic that it's very foolish to, you know, think you have the answer. So you got to be careful.
Just well, what are the questions? There are many more questions. There are answers. And people are getting impatient because they think those who are, quote unquote, in authority should know. Why should they know any more than you know? There's, you know, because it's changing so quickly, right?
Well, I mean, the medical establishment is always in a situation of facing the unknown and change. Whenever you have any kind of a diagnosis, a lot of people say, get a second opinion. And usually doctors go along with it and say, yeah, go ahead, get a second opinion. This is not something that is set in stone. So why would it be about such a terrible pandemic? That's a once-in-a-century event.
Yeah.
Full of the unknown.
Let's hope that that's the case. 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The FBI identifying the man who took hostages at a synagogue outside of Fort Worth, Texas on Saturday before being shot dead hours later. British national Malik Faisal Akram was shot and killed when an FBI SWAT team stormed the building of Congressional Beth Israel following a 10-hour standoff.
Today's result, which was 4 safe hostages and the situation resolved, was really a result of a long day of hard work by nearly 200 law enforcement officers.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Matthew DeSarno, late Sunday police in Manchester saying that counterterrorism officers arrested 2 teenagers for questioning. More than 2,700 flights canceled due to a winter storm on the East Coast. Tens of thousands of people without power in several states. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The current and former presidents have been on each other's minds lately, engaging in a war of words.
It's a midterm election year, and 2024 is not that far away. And the president and his predecessor have been sniping at each other quite a bit in recent days. Yesterday, President Biden criticized the former President Trump for doubting the results of the 2020 election.
He didn't say count the votes. He said find votes that he needed to win. He failed because of the courageous officials, Democrats, Republicans, who did their duty and upheld the law.
Meanwhile, President Trump made an Arizona rally of his own last night, mostly all about criticizing Biden.
Forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ukraine saying Sunday that Russia is behind a cyber attack that defaced its government websites and alleged Russia is engaged in an increasing, quote, hybrid war against its neighbor, saying that Moscow continues to build up its forces in the information and cyber spaces. Microsoft, a day earlier, warned dozens of computer systems at an unspecified number of Ukrainian government agencies had been infected with destructive malware disguised as ransomware. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour now. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show, an official overview. I just like the use of that word, official. This is good to know that you're
official. I find
official.
That a funny word.
It is.
Can I tell you a 30-second story?
Yeah.
Many,
please.
Many years ago, I was hired, my company was hired to produce a major 48-hour rock and roll history special for one of the major networks. As you know, I've been behind a number of those great histories of rock and roll and all that.
Yep.
And they wanted a history of rock and roll. And there had been a number of them. There are a lot of histories of rock and roll. So I tried to do something snarky, and we came up with the name The Official History of Rock and Roll, which to me is a joke because there's no such thing as an official history of anything, let alone rock and roll. Everybody has their own interpretation.
Right.
It was meant to be a joke. We were going to call it the official history of rock and roll, but it was meant to make a statement that, you know, this is just another subjective look at history. Nobody laughed. Everybody accepted it. And it was accepted by hundreds of radio stations around the country and a major company as being the official history of rock and roll simply because we said it was. And, you know, I let it go, but I always found that to be very insightful about how the word official. And think about when you watch the Super Bowl, the official truck of the Super Bowl. Well, they paid for that.
Right. Of course they did. The official airline of the Patriots. Yeah.
Right.
They paid for it. It's an ad.
The word official is one of the most distorted, misleading words in the English language. Mm-hmm. So there.
Well, my story is when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at WCKY back in the late 80s, the fellow who ran the radio station, one of the two really great general managers I've ever had, and I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but Tom Severino is the name, fabulous guy. He's since passed away, but he was so clever, he'd come in and he'd just stir the pot, because we were fighting against WLW, which is the great big old, like, been there forever Cincinnati station, always beats in the ratings. So a bunch of us came in to try to shake things up. And as a result of that, we became the WLW would say, we're the official news station and we're the official weather station. So Severino just changed it and said, we're the new official weather station. Right. We're the new official.
Well, the more official. Now,
right.
Now you want to hear.
Yeah.
Now here's something for your Supernatural show.
Okay.
Tom Severino was one of the key executives involved in my story that I told you about the official history of rock and roll.
Really?
Yes. So we told two quips off of the top of our heads, back to back, out of the thousands of people we've worked with in the industry.
Right.
With the same guy.
He put it on the FM station that was in Cincy, right? Is that what he did with it?
No, he was the general manager of K-Rock in New York.
Ah.
Which was owned by Mel Karmazin and Infinity Broadcasting. This is really inside the weeds, but yeah. Maybe a few listeners out there like that.
Yeah.
And that was how I began. That was Mel Karmazin, who wound up, you know, heading CBS and all that.
Great legend. Was
his right-hand man.
Yeah. Yep. All right. As long as we're in the weeds a little bit, I want to talk about podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not, I'm asking you because I don't know the answer to the question, and it may be in some people's minds a legitimate question. We talk about.
I'm happy to answer all questions, my child. Go ahead.
Thank you, my liege. Mentor. My liege, yes.
My fullness.
Okay.
Go on.
So, in your overview with your staff of the top stories, do you take into account podcasting as a form of news talk radio?
On some of our surveys, yes. On our news talk radio survey, no.
No.
There is a correlation between podcasting and the news that you that we survey on our stories. But the survey that we use on this program is basically what's being talked about on news talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, any podcasting connected to that would be podcasts that emanate from news talk radio. So it's the world of news talk radio. Basically, folks, the station you're listening to now is symbolic of the kind of stations and shows that this survey addresses. However, we have other surveys, and one that's general talk of, you know, all kinds of talk shows, including those aforementioned shock jocks and FM
right.
morning shows and all that. But that does not apply to this.
So that might be, on that list would be the passing of the Bachelorette, Clint Arliss.
The odds of that making our survey are less than Sidney Poitier or Ronnie Spector makes it, because the people that listen to news talk radio and the people that are on news talk radio are aware of Ronnie Spector.
Mm-hmm.
This is all not totally scientific or mathematical. There's a tremendous amount of subjectivity to this type of categorization.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what makes it an art form as well as something that would come out of a bean counter factory.
There are a lot of artists. Some of them are national. Some of them are local. We have noted, we were talking about the passing of folks in number 10. The story list this week has celebrity deaths in it. At the end of the year, I think we recounted, I'm not sure, I think it was one of the days that you weren't able to be here, all of the talk hosts who passed during the year and who most of them passed because of COVID. And now I see that Glenn Beck has COVID, not for the first time, he's had it already, and now he's got it again. He's happy to talk about how he's unvaccinated, and he has lots of conspiracy theories about what's in the vaccine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He says now the disease is affecting his lungs. So I wonder what that means for his future. Do you think he's worried? I don't know. I'm just sort of following this as it happens. It's been sort of on people's minds this week. He's certainly a very important national talk host on 3 hours a day in the morning for Premier. is. Yeah. And so, you know, do people say, yeah, Glenn, you faff it out, you tough it out? Or do we look at him as saying, why did you're so foolish? Why did you get the vaccine? You wouldn't have gotten so sick.
But people say all things. I mean, there's many points of view on it, even the point of view of how accurate is his disclosure.
I remember Glenn Beck has
had other weird maladies in the past that looked like it was the end of him, and then all of a sudden you never hear about it again. Mm-hmm. I like Glenn Beck. He's very talented, he's very, very smart, and he's very entertaining. But I don't know whether or not I take Glenn Beck journalistically as necessarily to be judged by... what he says.
The tribe of those who sort of beat the same drum. He was actually on with Mark Levin talking about the fact that he has COVID. He's been taking ivermectin. And hydrochloroquine or whatever that is.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That too. He looks, you know, one of the things that I've talked about that I'm convinced from the doctor's point of view is on the money. Is the fact that the Chinese communists or whoever is in that laboratory engineered the virus so that those little points that are on the, if you look at pictures of the virus, there's little sticky, look like spikes on the virus, and those were engineered because people who look at the stuff when it originally became known to be a problem didn't have the spikes on it. So one of the feelings or theories is that...
Theory. Make sure to say theory so that...
Theory. One of the theories is that the spikes were on it because it gloms onto fat, and most of the people who have died are fat, heavy, have problems with diabetes. And so if you look at Glenn Beck these days, he's putting on a lot of weight. So is that his problem? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. You look at that and make it an individual conversation, or you talk about the overall thing. And yes, they are all theories because, you know, who really knows at this point what the truth is? That's what's so hard, finding the truth in anything, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's very. That's our main quest in life is to seek truth, mm-hmm. and truth is very subjective. Truth is nebulous. It's ethereal. It's mercurial. It's hard to grab, but it's seeking truth. It's being open to truth. It's loving the idea of truth that really is the truth. It's the awareness that truth is something we should lean toward and seek. You know, that is, in fact, a truth unto itself.
One of the things I find most amusing, you talk about entertaining, is that these guys who are all in the same circle keep interviewing each other. You know what I mean? They're like if Tucker Carlson
you and I
interviews
would never
Glenn Beck. Glenn, no, no. Glenn Beck interviews Tucker Carlson. It's an interesting. Yeah. Well, we do the same thing.
That's one of the things that marks this phenomenon known as talk media.
Yeah.
Is that if there are no newsmakers, let's talk to each other.
Yeah.
You know, talk show hosts make the greatest guests because they know how to play, you know, they know how to volley. I remember once covering Manchester, Connecticut, the night before the primary. Manchester, Vermont, New Hampshire. Do you remember those? We'd all go up there, radio rows.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. Yeah, yeah, we used to do that all the time.
It's like Mardi Gras. It's like a political Mardi Gras on the streets of Manchester. Every corner has a different rally going on and all that. Really heck of an electric environment. Sometimes there'd be nobody to interview, so all of those shows that were there were interviewing each other. Yeah.
I know that. Yeah, I remember that. That's for sure. All right, continuing on now, in a moment we'll find out who Michael has in the circle, the MH interview circle for this week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Check It Out show because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 $10 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Your local Staples is saying thanks in a big way. Right now, earn a $30 Staples store bonus when you spend $100 in store. Get custom printing or signage for your business. Earn a $30 bonus. Get the latest tech. Earn a $30 bonus. Get supplies for your classroom. Earn a $30 bonus. It's that easy. Set yourself up for success in the new year by exploring what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Limit 1 ends 1/22. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
All right, so you have on the MH interview this week a very interesting fellow who's been around for quite a long time. I'm glad you're talking to Danny Lipford. What'd you learn from him, and what's his whole deal?
Well, I learned that Danny Lipford is a pretty bright guy. He's a contractor who also has nationally syndicated radio and TV shows about home maintenance and home improvement. And I tapped into him for his view of the economy, because so many people, their tie to the economy in a big way is their home ownership. And with inflation and all of the stuff going on, people care about that. So basically, it's a conversation about how your kitchen can be the key to you having a retirement fund. Do you take care of your house? What are the things you have to look for if you're selling it, buying it, and all of that? Plus, the supply chain really impacts the home improvement industry and construction. It's a fascinating conversation about the news of the day from the perspective of home ownership.
His program is called Today's Homeowner, Danny Lipford, with Michael Harrison on the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. You can find it at Talkers as well. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time every week for Victoria Keelan to go through a list of the top five technology stories of the week. We touch on all kinds of things in a countdown fashion as we get to the weekend. So here are the top five that Victoria has researched, starting with an Uber reality check. I guess that's a good way of looking at it, right?
Yeah, if you're trying to hail an Uber using your Apple Watch and you're wondering why it doesn't work, the reason is Uber is no longer supporting.
It doesn't work.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Uber pulled the plug and they're no longer supporting the Apple Watch app. Apparently not enough people were using it, which I can understand because a lot of people don't love the fact that if you're, like, let's say you land at a noisy airport and you're trying to, you know, use your app on your watch, and if you talk to someone, it's not like the easiest thing to talk on the phone with it. So it's, I guess they just found that not enough people were using it. So it's, they've removed it. It's weird. They've left the actual app on the Apple Watch. It just doesn't do anything, and it gives you an emoji with like a sad face. I don't know why they haven't just wiped it from the interface, but eventually that's probably what will happen. But obviously the Uber app is still available on your iPhone or the larger version of the iPad.
All right, number four, a model was stalked in New York after somebody slipped an AirTag into her coat. How many times have we heard this
story lately? This seems to have popped up, especially right before the holiday shopping season in 2021. And so a Sports Illustrated model, her name is Brooks Nader, she was stalked by a stranger who slipped an Apple AirTag tracker into her coat pocket in New York City and followed her around for 5 hours. And she said she only realized it when her iPhone gave her an alert that an unknown accessory was moving with her. And so this is something that, you know, these are cheap AirTags. They're $30. Car thieves are using them to steal cars. Stalkers are dropping them into women's handbags as they pass them on the street. this is one of these things right now that it's just, it's like the crime du jour. So ladies especially, make sure that you, if you get back into your car or if you're walking around and you get an alert on your phone, it's important to go right to a police station and don't go home whatever you do. And if you have an AirTag stuck to your car, if you can't find it, drive to a police station. Do not drive home because someone will be following you. And it's a horrible, scary thing. Sickness. And this is what technology has done. Yep.
Too much technology. Number three, the latest phishing scam.
More tech. Yeah. Well, we are in the tech report, so it's appropriate. So police in several cities across the U.S. are warning residents that the newest scam to look out for is paying through an app at a parking meter. So if you're using a QR code that's stuck to a parking meter, they are warning you that those are fraudulent sites that capture your payment details and will basically steal your money. So police say that they're discovering this is happening in cities across the country, that people are, you know, they're unsure how to pay the meter because no one has change anymore, and a lot of them don't accept change. So you have to use a parking app, and there's a QR sticker that's stuck right on the meter itself, so people think it's legitimate. They're scanning it with their phone. It's taking them to a site. They're entering their payment information, and all of their info is being stolen. So you have to make sure that these are legitimate sites. Always make sure if you're going to be parking in public that, you know, you look around and see where the signs are that tell you what the official app that city might be using, and don't just trust a sticker on the meter.
All right, number two here, the fact or fiction from the IRS.
Man, this was not like the biggest tech story, but it was the biggest social media tech story of the week by far. Everyone's freaking out about Venmo and PayPal and Zelle and Cash App and the IRS. And so this stuff went all over social media. It's total misinformation. And so what happens is, if you are out to dinner with your friends, and this is how often people use Venmo or Zelle, if you're out to dinner with your friends and, you know, you're dividing up the bill, or you send your roommate money for your half of the rent and utilities, you're not going to be taxed on that. Neither will your roommate. None of this stuff is taxable. If you are running a side business, though, and you have a transaction of receiving goods and services totaling more than $600, then you will now get a 1099 from whatever cash app you're using. Now, that has been the law for decades. This is nothing new. This is not a new law. This is a new way of reporting the law. So just make sure that you calm down. And if it's over $600 for a business expense, you should already be paying taxes on that.
Mm-hmm. All right, number one this week, the FAA with an important list about 5G.
Yep, the Verizon and AT&T are bringing their 5G expansion live on January 19th, and the FAA has chosen 50 airports that will have buffer zones to help prevent flight disruption. So it's not going to prevent 5G, it just delays it.
Should prevent it. 5G is not necessary and dangerous. That's Doug Steffens' read on it. Victoria Keelan and Doug, 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.